It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Friday, Junior. Appreciate it very much. We've got some headlines to cover, some funner stuff, some lighter stuff. But I guess Diener, being a sports director, Jen,
yes.
He's got some breaking sports news about Djokovic, the tennis player.
Really?
Not like we're going to cover tennis at all, but he's become like the face of, resistance to these ridiculous COVID rules. He has.
Don't tell me they shipped him out of Australia.
Well, not yet. I mean, he's still there and still practicing, even though the official thing is still kind of up in the air. But since he's preparing to play, they included him in the draw. So they're doing the draw right now as far as seedings and things like that. Who's number one, number two?
So and he's registered as a match. They'll match him up with somebody.
Right.
Watch, they won't let him play. But since they registered him for a match, they'll call it a disqualification to get him.
They might.
This is an unbelievable story. Could you imagine, number one, if they do that? But number two, when this thing starts on Monday, and we have to remember, Djokovic is going for the all-time record for most Grand Slam titles. He's tied with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. They all have 20 Grand Slam titles, which I think before that the record was 13 or 14 from Pete Sampras. So just to put that, how crazy that number is into perspective, that all three of them have done it. But, so now you have this backstory of him basically, Roger Djokovic, Novak Djokovic versus the vax mandates and, having all these people who are just asking for freedom of choice and things like that. Wow. He's carrying them on his shoulders. Meanwhile, he's also trying to become the all-time winningest tennis player of all time, Grand Slams wise.
So that's why, if that wasn't up for grabs, why would he fight so hard? I mean, would he even bother to do this thing? They won't let me in? All right, see you later. You lost my support.
Yeah, because there's
nothing. Is Federer there?
No, he's. I don't know if he's ever going to play again, honestly. He's got some back and knee stuff. So we'll see maybe later in the year. But you're right, Bill. I mean, because there's other majors throughout the year. You still have the French Open and Wimbledon and U.S. Open that he
could
win.
But doesn't he want to win all of them? Has he ever won all of them?
He's won them all, but not in succession.
And that's what they want to do.
He came close this year. He won the first three and came to the U.S. Open, got to the final, and lost in the final. So he almost won all four in a row last year.
Who did he lose to? Do you remember?
I believe it was Daniil Medvedev from Russia.
Wow.
I think.
I have no idea.
I have absolutely
no
idea.
Could run them over with my car and not realize who they are. You
might have been Zverev from Germany. I forget which one it was.
I'm only interested because he's like, finally somebody that's like really well known and has a big name is fighting Australia in these ridiculous COVID rules.
Yes. And you know what? It's like here, though, because you have people in Australia, how like everybody's divided here with things.
Yeah.
You have people in Australia who are like, yeah, get him out of here. He's not following the rules.
Oh, my goodness.
Wake up, people. Like,
there was some Australian, somebody pointed him out, and this is a side-by-side. He's a big, fat, tub-a-goo talk show host.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And he called.
And you're not exaggerating. The guy's an absolute mess.
He's a round mound of just hypocrisy.
Yes.
And he's calling Novak Djokovic a health threat.
That's right.
He's one of the top athletes.
Come on.
Physical specimens in the world, and this fat tub-a-goo is calling him a health threat.
Which, by the way, Djokovic already had COVID.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I think he's had it twice, actually.
Right. Well, that's why they're saying that that's where he got his medical exemption from getting the vaccine, because he already had it.
So these people calling him a medical threat. Well, aren't the rules your country's rules, too? If you've had it within 30 days, then you're good. So, hello.
It's interesting. It really is.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to watch
so stupid.
Next week how this whole thing develops.
I don't know. But people talking about tennis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking about tennis. We never talk about tennis.
No, I hate tennis. So, but I like him. I'm a fan of his now.
It's a huge backstory now going into this tournament next week.
Should be interesting to see what happens. I hope they don't kick him out after they put him in the draw.
Can you imagine? What if he plays like the first match and then they kick him out?
Like, in mid-court, he's ready to serve, and they come on, they arrest him and put him in handcuffs.
See, but what you also are failing to forget here, it's not only him. It's the Men's Tennis Association that's fighting Australia. They want him to play in the Australian Open. They're the reason he's there. Yeah. They got him in without a vaccination. It was the Men's Tennis Association, whatever the hell the name of the organization is. They're the ones that got him in, not Djokovic. They got him in. And they found the loophole was that if you have COVID, you qualify.
I'm just intrigued to see how the crowd reacts to him as the tournament goes on. You know, will it be half and half? Will everybody be for him because they're like, yeah, you're fighting for our freedoms? Or will you just have a bunch of, you know, wackos there who are going to be booing him?
I don't know. Go either way because the regular people probably can't afford those tickets.
Right.
No, they're locked in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're in
so he gets
camps.
To go to this thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what is he playing in front of an empty crowd? Yeah. An empty stand? I mean, is anybody there?
I believe there will be fans there. I'm not sure if they have crowd restrictions or not, but I'm pretty sure
they don't let
be
you out
there.
Of your house. How are they going to let you go watch a tennis match?
I guess you have to check in on the app that you're going to the Australian Open.
I bet the Australian.
Back by five.
So it's only for the poor people that have to stay locked up. The rich can go wherever they want.
Oh yeah, that's what they're saying.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's like a science
that's
fiction
right.
movie.
It really is, but it's interesting to see. I hope he wins. I hope he gets to play.
Right. So far, so good.
It's the first time we're talking about the tennis. God, I didn't even know those other people existed.
Any more on tennis?
Are you good? No. I think we covered it all for the next 5 years.
Five.
Well, I threw out the name Danil Medvedev. So.
Yeah, I know. Once I heard that, I'm like, okay.
Oh,
I think we're done.
God,
we've taken it too far.
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me it was like some household name. Who is this guy?
You asked me who beat him.
I was shocked that she actually knew. I'm impressed. You impressed me, Mr. Sports Director over there.
I like tennis.
Hey, this is pretty impressive. Budweiser. Do we have the it's like Willy Wonka. This is the only reason I like it. It's just like the Willy Wonka.
I got a golden ticket.
I got a golden beer can.
And you can make your own. You don't have to find it like a mass search.
Yeah, they're kicking off. Is Budweiser, not Bud Light, but Budweiser, are their sales falling or something? Because this is a great campaign.
I think it's just good marketing.
If you find a golden can, keep it. Or you can make one. Go to Budweiser's website. They have a wrap for a regular beer can that you can put around your beer can. And then, of course, you're going to post all this stuff to social media. And you got to use certain tags and hashtags. And you got to, you know, clock other people and tag other people. But you get all the details at Budweiser. But, once you do that and you're entered, you're in the running for $1 million. That's a lot of money.
Sure. Wow. It's great marketing.
I'd do it.
Absolutely.
So if you find a golden can we all split it? Like, you know, you take a picture and then I'll take a picture and Diener takes a picture.
No, it's fraudulent.
It would be like me making my own. I'll just borrow yours.
No, I'm sure they all have their own number. Hey, I don't know how much Bud is going to spend in the Super Bowl, but they're starting to leak out ads already. It's way too early.
Was it a Budweiser ad that they leaked?
No, just Super Bowl advertisers starting to leak out ads already. And it's been a growing trend. I mean, I think last year's Super Bowl, I saw all the ads before they aired.
And why did they do that?
I don't know.
That was what it's really, if you don't like the football team, one of the main reasons you watch the Super Bowl is, number one, the ads, and number two, the halftime show. Do we know if the halftime shows, they're staying in L.A.? They haven't decided to move yet, have they?
So far.
But it was a good year for football, I guess, for the NFL, because these are statistics. The NFL came out with this stuff yesterday about how many people are watching from last year. Okay. You have to go up from last year, though, don't you? Because last year was kind of like, didn't they have like limited seating with it last year?
Empty stadiums and the fake crowd noise. It was bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
And then this year, but it started earlier this year. But they said their viewership this year was the highest since, drum roll please, 2015.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Well, guess what else they didn't show? Kneeling. They didn't show that anymore because that was that growing trend that they did, which killed their ratings for a while. Yeah, it was bad. And that was, look, let's just face it. People had a need to see games again. You know, they wanted life to move on. I think a big piece of this, too, is people wanting to support. They were back supporting the NFL because they know they led the way in getting things open again. They did.
It's so true. They said 17 million people tuned in either watching it on TV or online. Whoa. That's a lot of people. Wow.
I saw a crazy number with this. Maybe you guys saw it. I think it said the top 25 was all NFL most watched things last year.
Oh, my God.
And 48 out of the top 50 was all NFL.
All football?
Yeah.
That is wild.
That is incredible. What was the most watched game this year?
That I didn't see. I don't know if you have it.
It was, they're saying Dallas, Philadelphia?
Dallas Raiders on Thanksgiving,
right? Oh, Thanksgiving, right.
Thanksgiving Day?
My thing says something completely different. But,
oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wow. They're back. I mean,
that's a lot.
They own a day of the weekend more now.
Well, they own Monday night? They own Sunday? They own Saturday for this weekend? They own Thursday? I mean, they do. They own like 4 days now.
And you bring up a good point, Bill, when you talked about the kneeling, because the year that you gave, Jen, highest rating since 2015, that has a direct correlation to when the kneeling started, because that was about 2016 or so when Kaepernick started the whole kneeling thing, and
yeah,
then
right.
all the protests
it was about
started.
That time. Yeah,
yeah wow. So you're talking right before then, before all that craziness started setting.
You know, it was funny because I didn't know who the guy was, Kaepernick, until they, you know, all of a sudden he's everywhere, and I was like, who is this guy with the hair?
Yeah,
I know, and I then I saw a picture of him before he let his hair go wild, and I'm thinking, wow, he just went all out. I mean, he changed his look, then he's kneeling, and I was like, okay, but it didn't make me like him or dislike him anymore. It was just like, okay, play football. But is he still complaining that he doesn't play football?
I think he gave up.
Did he?
Pretty
Finally?
Much.
Well, when they paid him $30 million,
holy cow!
Yeah, it's a nice little settlement there.
Absolute con artist.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And you're talking about football. The Steelers, they say, at least according to the story I saw, the biggest underdogs in the history of the NFL wild card game. The biggest underdog?
Did you
wow.
see, did you see what Ben Roethlisberger said?
Yeah, he said we have no chance.
Yeah, he's like,
go out and have fun.
Yeah, we have no chance. Just go out and have fun.
They're playing, who are they playing?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that little Mahomes guy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that guy. His wife is... Did he marry that chick? He married her, right? They're married now, right? The girl that had his child? Isn't that Mrs. Mahomes now?
I'm pretty sure.
She's a mess, too.
Oh, she's the between her and his brother?
Oh, don't get started on Jackson Mahomes, his brother. What a clown he is.
It's bad. He's surrounded by some very distracting people.
Well, I'm surprised Kansas City doesn't stop that. You know? The coaches could get over there and say, get rid of your brother. He's an embarrassment, and he's going to make you look bad. You're going to lose money because of it. That's what I'd say, you know, because she's the one. Last time I saw the stuff she was posting about her husband or boyfriend at the time, I'm like, you're going to get this kid in trouble. Just be quiet. Be quiet. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever heard about survival myths? Like if your car goes into a pond or a body of water, what you're supposed to do?
Sure.
Okay. How about if an alligator's coming at you, what you do?
Run.
Well, there are certain things they tell you to do, and people do them. And guess what? There's a list of a ton of myths that are these survival things that are wrong, that are going to get you killed.
Seems like a lot of them would be.
You know?
All
so
right.
We're going to go through a couple of those, because I think it'll help people, to be quite honest with you. Not with the alligator thing.
It's good
the
information
other stuff.
To clear up, that's for sure.
It really is. It's kind of, I would have died in every single case. I can tell you that.
Survivor Radio, coming up next. It's the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. Newstalk 850 WFTL. It is the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. This is Diener. I'm Bill. We'll just catch you update on some headlines before we get to way more fun stuff. You're going to see a lot of President Biden hitting up his Democratic senator pals to try to push through the voting change law and to get rid of the filibuster today. That'll be all over the place.
Yeah, and how they're going to do it. Again, I say, if you got to get rid of something that's been in existence for many years,
right.
What is it that you're trying to push through?
That's exactly right.
It can't be right. If you got to change the rules to get there, it can't be right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And this, though, if you've got a cruise booked in the very near future, like this weekend, it may be a different deal, and it may be good news for you, because apparently, starting this weekend, cruise lines don't have to follow the CDC recommendations.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what they're going to do. Again,
when I
look at this stuff, the first thing I always ask is follow the money. Okay, where's the money? How much money
sure.
have they lost? Cruise industry has probably been one of the hardest hit areas as far as any business goes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right up there with restaurants, but I mean in general, because they got shut down across the globe. And those ships are, I mean, they cost billions of dollars. Somebody's got hundreds and thousands of employees on these ships. So they're losing too much money. They're probably hemorrhaging. So at this point, I'm thinking, you know what? They're going to stay probably with some strict guidelines. But the exception being is, I think if you test positive while you're on the ship, they're not turning it around.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see that again.
I think
those poor folks.
Oh, can you? Talked about that. It was that 7-day cruise? It was one day in. 7 people on the ship tested positive. They turned the ship around and came back to port and canceled it. I'm thinking, you just spent how much money? It took you forever to get that week off, and your ship gets turned around one day in because somebody tested positive, and they were probably asymptomatic and didn't even know they had it.
Can you imagine setting sail, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to take a nap, and you woke up, you're back in port, like, what happened? No. What is this?
That would be terrible. My luck.
So that's going on, too. But way more interesting things. I think this is fascinating. We got a lot of these survival tips wrong, I guess, which makes sense that they'd be wrong.
I would, too. Okay, for example, you're in the desert. The only thing you're surrounded by is cactus. Do you drink the liquid that comes out of the cactus to make sure you stay hydrated?
I never quite believed that one. I don't think it has that much water in it, does it?
No, they say don't because it's going to kill you. It'll make you sicker than it is because it's not good to drink.
Oh, cactus water? No?
Yeah, well, that's not the same thing as cactus water. It says it has liquids, but it's not going to help you with your dehydration. It's going to make matters worse.
Plus, unless you had a big machete, are you going to cut into that thing?
Yeah, so true. Okay, you're swimming in the ocean. A shark's coming at you. What do they tell you to do? Punch it in the nose, right?
Right.
No. They say the nose, it's not sensitive on a shark, so you could punch it all you want, and it probably wouldn't affect it. They said poke its eyes.
Go for the eyes.
So if you're in the water and a shark's coming, go for the eyes, okay? Like, you could, like, figure that out.
Even
when
the nose,
mouth is swallowing you.
Even the nose thing, though. You know, you got maybe some murky water. If things are fast, you're panicked. How are you going to, I don't know.
Your car's sinking in a lake.
Yeah.
This is my worst fear. I got one of those things that breaks the window, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh, okay. Do you wait till it's fully submerged and then you open a window or a door and get out?
No. Do it right away.
Wow. See, you would live.
You'd never get with the pressure. You'd never get. Even with a window, you probably wouldn't get it down.
Well, and here's the other thing what people don't realize is with the window, it's electric. Now your electrical system has been compromised because it's in the water.
That's right, too.
So you don't have the ability to roll down the window even if you can. They said, roll it down as soon as the minute the car hits the water, put the windows down and try to get out as soon as you can.
Has anybody tested Teslas for these? Because isn't the battery on the bottom?
That's a great question. With
answer that, Papa Elon.
And this one we all knew was pretty stupid. If an alligator's chasing you, you run in a zigzag pattern. How stupid can you be? You ever see an alligator run? They're fast. They're going to track you down if you're running zigzag. Run straight and run like hell.
There's no way I would even remember to run in a zigzag.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Their thing with alligators is they're quick, but they have no stamina. So they last 100 feet, and then they're like, and they keel over on the side. Then they take a break.
So if you outran a gator and it finally just keeled over, you could turn around and mock it like, no.
No.
Your cardio stinks.
You're stranded on a deserted island. Do you build a raft to get off of it?
Yeah, I would. I try.
You're going to build a raft to get off of it, or what are you going to do?
It finally worked for Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
Castaway.
True.
I mean, yeah, if you can, figure out the tide and everything like
that.
What
else are you going to do?
Right?
They said, no, the odds are you're going to die if you get on a raft and try to get off the island.
Oh, well, you're just talking statistically speaking. But if you know what you're doing.
They said you're better off just seeking shelter on the island and writing SOS somewhere in very large letters. So if anyone's looking for you, they will see it.
These guys are bums.
You got to try. That's a lack of a can-do attitude
right there. Yeah.
And this one I blame the movie for. You're driving and a tornado's coming at you. You see an overpass.
Twister.
Do you hide underneath the overpass in your car?
Never, right?
Tornado under an overpass.
I say no.
These have all been no so far, so no.
No. Why? They said on the underpass, the wind accelerates, actually. So you're in a worst spot. That's the worst spot you could be in is in an overpass. And I'm thinking, they did it in the movie,
that's
Twister.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Well, then they chased the tornado.
And then they held on like the straps weren't going to rip them apart.
I know.
It's one of the most ridiculous things ever. I love that movie, but it's so ridiculous. So implausible, the things that happened in that movie.
I think he died, didn't he? Bill, is it Paxton?
Yeah, Bill Paxton.
Yeah, I love him.
One of the greatest overactors of all time.
Oh, I loved him.
You know what he was describing? Great. The front, isn't that five tornado? It's powerful enough to tear skin right off your face.
How do you remember that line?
Because he was such a bad actor. I loved him, but...
Yeah. Well, I do remember that was a good movie, however.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got. I don't have any more
that's
minutes
it?
To get up. Yeah, there was only five of them.
Oh,
how much
no.
more do you want me to have?
I had planned a full extra minute of survival tips.
Well, actually, going to that underpass talk there...
About the tornado, yeah?
Yeah, you remember... I don't know, maybe I'm the only one who remembers this, but there was a famous video taken on VHS. So this was like back in the mid-90s.
It's got the date in the corner.
Yeah, it does. I think it did, actually. Of a family who, during a tornado, they got caught on the road, and they hid under an underpass. They held on to the giant cement pillars
and
waited for the tornado
really?
To pass. I remember seeing it on Maury Povich when I was a kid.
What were you
was, like,
doing
this famous video.
Watching Maury Povich as a child?
I was big on daytime
that
TV.
That was even before Maury Povich was doing paternity
was.
Test shows.
This is going back a while. This is like when he used to have on Jack Hanna and do the animals. Like,
Diener, you are not the father.
Wow.
Wow. It was a famous video, though. I remember that. They survived it. They did it. They were okay. Not saying you should.
Where else are you going to go? You know, you're in your car. Either put it in reverse and or you know pull a U-ey really quick and start going the other way if you can.
Drive like hell. Hope for the best.
You know, yeah, it's or you know don't drive into it. That'd be the worst thing.
Man,
look what happened to the guy in Twister. He got caught in the thing. The car got thrown like 5 miles.
Poor Carrie Elu's.
Yeah, there were cows flying by it and everything else.
Remember the that used to be at Universal. I used to love that attraction.
I loved it.
They took it away.
So you'd stand there on the little metal thing and it would shake.
I loved it. I thought that was a great one.
And then the cow would fly by.
Now they got the stupid.
Is that the Fast and Furious?
And Furious thing that everybody hates.
Is it bad? Oh, is it a roller coaster?
No, it's just a. I don't even know what it is. Stupid.
Talk about bad acting.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Anyway, all right.
Okay, we're talking about acting. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to tell you we got good news about movies coming up.
All right, we got to talk about that, but we got them booked coming in next. Talking about those cruise line things. Apparently, there's some guidelines to go through when you are booking a cruise for not only now, but going for the future, too. And travel insurance may not be the worst thing.
I always buy travel insurance.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's not expensive at all. It's like, you know, 10 bucks.
It's a good thing to go for. And we got some diet scams out there, apparently, right when people are trying to lose weight. John Matarese, our Consumer Reports expert.
Hey.
He's going to talk to us about that. And he's coming in next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Well, Jen, I think you remember right away. I think you did, too. I bought some cruise industry stocks as soon as the pandemic hit because I knew it would bounce back at some point. And it looked like it did. But now with the Omicron thing happening, the cruises...
Kind of
stuck.
Look at the last time. They had two of those Norwegian cruises. One was out for one day, and they sent it back. The other one they canceled. But what better person to ask about, is it a good idea to take a cruise right now than our Consumer Reports expert, John Matarese? So Bill's got tickets to leave like in July. Should he get rid of them?
I think in July you should be fine. I really do. You know, the travel experts, the CDC, they're saying right now if you have a cruise, well, you might want to postpone it a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're saying that, you know, come spring, come summer, things should get better. But right now, the number of people testing positive, that's a big issue on the ship.
And the industry, the cruise lines don't really know what to do with it because it's not like publicly they can come out there and say, look, they're all asymptomatic, we're cruising anyway. They're in kind of a tough jam here. They got to do something.
They're in a real tough spot, guys, because, you know, if you get on a ship, first of all, you have to be vaccinated. Secondly, you have to test 3 days before. Then you got to test as you're boarding. So you've tested. But there's still a chance that on that ship, several people will test positive. You may test positive. And if you test positive on a ship, wow, you are in lockdown. You are locked in your cabin for the remainder of that cruise.
Are you kidding me?
You can't even appeal it. I mean, you get a positive test, the captain sets the law on ships. You know, U.S. law doesn't apply when you're on a Norwegian ship, you know, off Bermuda. So you say, well, the law, you say, look, this is a ship. The captain makes the rules. And if, you know, 2 days into that cruise, you test positive, you're going to be locked in your cabin eating off paper plates for the next 5 days of your cruise.
That's horrible. I'm sorry. I mean, if everybody on the ship is already vaccinated, they keep on saying that, you know, you can get the Omicron, but no one's dying from it, so they're going to lock you in a room? That's terrible.
That would be awful.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
That's the thing. Because the Omicron, for most people, it seems to be different. It seems to be a minor cold at best. And the problem is, if you're on a cruise ship and there's Omicron, I mean, as you mentioned, some cases they turn the ship around, they come right back.
Yeah, wow, that's happened.
That's just awful. I mean, that's your vacation. You know, you paid for it, you planned it, you took a week off, and, 2 days into the cruise, they say, oh, we've had an outbreak of Omicron, and 20 people have it, and unfortunately, everybody stay in your cabin, and we are returning to Fort Lauderdale.
I mean,
that would just really stink.
Can you get your money back, or do you have to have, like, cruise insurance?
Well, in most cases, you get a cruise credit. And then you have to go and book a new cruise for summer. So I think right now, you know, if you have a cruise coming up, be a little skeptical. I think come spring and summer, we're going to get through this Omicron. They're already saying it's plateauing. And I think by the time, Bill, you take that cruise this summer, I think you should be good to go.
Hope so, anyway. I'm just hoping with all this stuff, I keep looking for cruise prices to go down. That hasn't happened yet.
No, they're like doubled now.
No, it hasn't. And the airlines, too. You know, you think, all this Omicron, everybody's panicking. I bet I could get a real cheap flight.
No.
No, that's $500.
Man.
That's crazy. And another thing they say to watch out for the new year, weight loss scams. Oh, boy.
Yeah, because this is this is peak weight loss season, you know, about a week after the holidays, everybody's trying to slim down, cut back on the eating, cut back on the drinking, and, you know, I'm going to get in shape. And how long does that last, guys? So like February 2nd?
That's about it, about a month.
If it lasts that long.
Yeah, about a month. We're all going to be in good health and get into shape. And, you know, these marketers know that. And you get on Facebook and Instagram, and you see all these ads for weight loss products right now. Even on TV, they're advertising all these supplements and green tea pills and everything else. You got to be so careful with them. First of all, a lot of them don't work. Do you want to look up that product, research that product, check it out? You know, just to see, is it effective? Because in many cases, it's not. The worst thing, though, this comes from the Better Business Bureau. They are warning about these free trials of weight loss products, where it'll be a free trial, just pay $4 for shipping and handling, and get this 1 month supply of this amazing weight loss supplement. You'll love it. You know, there's all these testimonials. Well, you put on your credit card, you think it's going to be $4. It's not. $40, $50. And then the worst part is they keep billing you. They send you another supply in February, another supply in March.
Oh, great.
You're like, oh no, another $50 charge in my card. Be real careful. Check out these products. Check them out at the Better Business Bureau before you order any free trial of some sort of weight loss product.
Yeah, that goes with any kind of product because we've been listening to you long enough, John. You tell us that all the time. Don't waste your money. That's the segment on WPTV, our news partner. But you can also find John Matarese all over social media, too. That's where we read your stuff. Where are you?
Yeah, John Matarese Money on Facebook and on Twitter, and John Matarese on Instagram for a daily consumer alert.
Sounds good, man. We will
talk
to you in a week. And coming up next, it's been so much politics. Let's talk movies and entertainment. Jen, you got anything?
Oh, I got some really good news today. Something really cool drops on Disney's Plus, and a movie number one on Netflix gets two sequels.
Nice. Got that coming up, and it's next right here. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. South Florida Morning Show. There's Jen, there's Dina, I'm Bill. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us. I can't do politics anymore. Can't do COVID anymore. Let's talk fluffy entertainment news. Jen, you got any?
Yep, I got a lot, actually. Today's the day, if you got Disney Plus and you like Marvel movies, Eternals hit. What is that about?
I don't know, but I got that Disney alert that it was coming.
Yeah, is this like more like Iron Man, Spider-Man kind of people? You know, Catwoman, Batman, whatever they are. I don't know. There's so many.
It's different group of cats.
So yeah. Now I got another group to worry about.
Yeah, they're kind of like an offshoot from the main characters that you're used to.
Are they before, during, after?
It's kind of during. So, but they're like these, eternal kind of universal characters that watch over the universe and.
Okay.
You're I'm not going to watch that.
I'm going to say I'm done. Just the description, not me.
They sound like too much work.
I mean, to be fair, it was the lowest rated Marvel movie ever made.
Yeah, I guess the nerds didn't like it too much.
Wow.
I mean, maybe it's all right. I'll watch it because, you know, it's part of the Marvel cinematic universe. So I'll watch it just so I can be caught up on it. But from what I've heard, it's kind of its own entity. Like, there's just not a lot of connecting things to it as of now.
Okay. Well, maybe
I'll give it a shot.
You watch it and then let me know.
I will.
Okay. I watched Red Notice. I've watched it a couple of times.
I like that movie.
Dina, have you seen Red Notice
yet? I haven't seen it yet, no.
It's cute.
Gal Gadot is in it, right?
She's in it, yeah. So, they kind of reach every spectrum because you got Gal Gadot, you got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and you got Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're more of a Rock person, I'm more of a Ryan Reynolds kind of person, so I love him.
They're all great together, though, if you haven't seen it.
It is good. It's cute. It there's a twist at the end. It kind of surprises people.
Yeah, really good.
It is Netflix's most popular film.
Wow.
It beat out, thank God, The Bird Box.
Oh, yeah. Favorite.
Wow.
How do you like that? Yeah. 328.8 million total hours viewed in 17 days. That's a lot.
Whoa.
So here's the good news about Red Notice. They said it took so long to make because, you can guess, getting The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot all in one spot at the same time long enough to shoot a movie was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They have them all sequestered for the beginning of next year, so they're going to shoot two, Red Notice 2, Red Notice 3. They're going shows back to back.
Wow.
So it'll be like Lord of the Rings. It'll be a trilogy.
Trilogy there.
So The Rock turns nothing down.
Basically.
Basically is the takeaway.
Yeah.
Hardest working man in show business, Bill.
If you offered him a role in your 3-year-old's birthday party video,
he might come. Yeah,
he'd say yes.
Yeah. Right. He might say yes. You're right.
Jen, you left out another one of your favorites, John Cena.
I don't know.
They just came out with the Peacemaker. It's a new series.
That?
Yeah.
I saw a promo for that somewhere.
It's on HBO Max. If you saw, what was it, the Suicide Squad 2?
Yeah.
He was a big character in that. Really good character, actually. I got to give it to him. He did it really well. It's a big character in the DC comics and everything.
Oh, that's the DC side. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Another group. Okay.
They have a spinoff from his character in the Suicide Squad 2, where now it's a series on HBO Max. It's getting great reviews, actually.
Oh.
Just came out today.
Oh. Okay, and the other group there, not Marvel, they're who?
DC.
Is that Batman?
Yes, Superman,
the
Batman.
The new Batman, they were hovering on making it an R-rated film with Robert Pattinson.
It looks like it should have been.
They're giving it a PG-13.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like on the precipice of rated R.
March 4th it hits.
Oh.
You realize it comes out before Top Gun 2.
Oh my gosh.
Because this movie was actually filmed.
Top Gun 2, we've been waiting 4 years for this film.
Danger Zone, done.
Oh.
I remember watching the Super Bowl in 2020. It was the Chiefs and the 49ers.
Yeah.
Right before COVID
hit
here.
Exactly right.
And I saw one of the big commercials that people were talking about was, oh, the preview for Top Gun 2. And I remember seeing it. And 2 years later, it still hasn't come out.
Now they've moved the probably 4 or 5 times.
Is it coming out like in the fall now?
Or no, it comes out
summer, right?
I want to see this summer. April, May. So I don't know. I have to go look again.
They had to reshoot so many scenes. They were in biplanes. That's how old this was.
Disaster.
Goose is still alive. That's how old this is.
We'll find out when it comes out.
There's no way.
More movie stuff, not really movie stuff.
Take your time.
Stuff.
We got a lot to film.
I got all kinds of time. I got all kinds of
stretch.
I got plenty to stretch with. Don't worry about it. I can talk about nothing forever.
Good.
I do know our cohort at one of our other radio stations, Tracy St. George, who does middays. Actually, she does all day at Sunny 107.9.
Yeah, we know her.
Did she change the screens yet?
I don't know.
Jason Momoa announced yesterday that he is divorcing Lisa Bonet after 4 years of marriage. Would be Aquaman.
Is there something wrong with her,
movie,
though? Because she's been with Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa, and like neither one of them could work out.
Well, the interesting thing with Jason Momoa is she met him in like 2005, but they didn't get married until 4 years ago. They've known each other forever. I don't know. And of course, where do they make the announcement? Social media.
Instagram probably.
Yes, it was Instagram. That's exactly where it was. Yeah. I'm thinking, okay, that's not good.
Let me ask you this question. Why did they even have to announce it?
Yeah, well, why do they? That's right. It's a good question. It's publicity. Why they don't fear bad news. Anytime they can talk about themselves about anything.
Yeah.
It gives them a chance to get their names out there. They don't care.
That's weird.
They were the ones to normalize rehab.
That's true.
Celebrities made it a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Did you see The Equalizer? Anybody?
Oh, the original with Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
I think I did see that movie.
Did you see that one?
The original was that old English guy.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the original.
Yeah, that's fair.
Tell me about Denzel.
Well, this is Denzel's Equalizer. Well, they're making number 3.
Oh, wow.
Who the hell knew? I didn't even know there was a 1 and a 2.
I didn't know there was a second one. I'm pretty sure I saw the first one.
And what was the old English guy? -1, -2, and -3?
I don't know who the old English guy is.
Was it Timothy Dalton?
He's not an old English guy, Timothy Dalton. Come on.
There he is. Now he is.
Yeah. Well, maybe now he is. At the time, he wasn't. Boy. Did you get that montage of songs?
We're jumping to that already?
No, we don't have to.
This is a mess. Oh my God.
You want me to do all this? I could do a whole segment.
I know, but we're like going fast through it and then we stop.
I can continue.
All right.
I am not stopping.
What's going on with The Equalizer?
The Equalizer, they're doing number 3. And they say the guy, the director, Antoine, I don't want to say his last name because it looks like a really bad word.
Oh no.
And I might
mispronounce. Are you gonna mispronounce it and say the word?
F-U.
Oh geez!
Stop right there.
Q-U-A.
Oh geez!
So I don't want to say that because I don't know how to say it properly.
Seriously, that is a mind trap.
That is. Whew. So he did the first one. He's coming back for the third one with Denzel Washington. So if no one saw the movie, though, I thought you guys would have watched it because that's like, you know, a shoot 'em up kind of thing, isn't it?
It was fine. It was a good movie.
I just didn't get to it. I don't know. Yeah. Well, someday. Someday.
You've been saying that about a lot of things recently, actually.
A lot of content out there.
There is a lot.
And that's the problem. That's like Netflix. I don't know how Red Notice, the only reason Red Notice became number 1 on Netflix is because of the cast. Because there are so many damn movies on Netflix, it's ridiculous.
And they released it over the holidays, too. So people were home.
That's true.
And they had time to watch stuff.
And they promoted the crap out of it. And then every man saw Gal Gadot, then every woman saw The Rock or Ryan Reynolds and went, I'm in. And that's why they made it so popular.
They have a bikini scene with her.
Oh. What?
Oh.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the end.
Oh, I'm watching it now.
Well, it's near the end.
It's worth it.
Good. I don't want to see the plot. I just want to skip to that.
And I got to tell you, that bikini scene with her getting out of the water, it's very, very demoralizing for people like me. I just went, okay.
She looked.
I'll never look like that ever in my life.
It was one of those scenes where, like, when you're watching with you, because I watched it with Kristen. We're sitting there watching it together, and
you can't comment.
I can't comment. It was. She looked so good. I felt uncomfortable watching that scene with her. I was like, don't say anything. Don't say. In my head, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Inside, you're going, oh!
Yes. The other cool thing about Red Notice is they say Ryan Reynolds ad-libbed 90% of his lines.
And you can tell, too. I don't know how they got through it.
And there's a one scene when he gets, he's in the same room with The Rock, and The Rock goes, well, we knew it was you because you stole the painting of the lady with the red hat on. He goes, I did not. You turn around, and there's the painting hanging on the wall. But he goes, no, I bought that on Etsy.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You can tell it was ad-lib because The Rock kind of like, you watch him, he smirks, and he gets his act back together. But there are a lot of times where they almost laugh because you know Ryan Reynolds made up the line.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was fun.
They're going to watch now.
So go watch it. It'll give you something to do. And then in the music world, we have some sad news.
Yeah. Ronnie Spector died. She had been battling cancer. Cancy. Yeah, sure. She's a 60s girl group icon. She was on the Ronettes, of course. She passed away, but you remember some of her stuff. Legendary stuff.
Man. On that song, by the way, Walking in the Rain, Cher was the backup singer.
Really?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Cher was the backup singer.
I guess she did that in one take.
Wow.
Wow.
Just one.
There's another one. Yeah. This is the one I remember most.
Huge hit.
Yeah. I think they played that too, Flashdance there or one of those films. Brian Wilson, that was the one that obsessed him. He listened to that constantly until he finally came out with Don't Worry Baby.
Wow. Oh, wow. Which is another great song.
So, and she was married to Phil Spector as well, too.
She just survived in that.
Wow.
Jeez. She's also in Eddie Money's Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh, that's right.
She does that part there, so. Anyway, we got to get out of here. There's a launch at 10:25 if all goes well, so look north and to the east. You may be able to see it. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.